Welcome to the Ethereal Podcast. I am your host, Katie Sloan. I am an artist, a spiritual life coach, and a Reiki master and teacher. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about the ethereal realms, angels, supernatural experiences, all of those things that seem really woo-woo and way out there, and we're going to be keeping it real. We're going to be normalizing these things because as we move into this golden age of Aquarius, this new 2000-year cycle, our consciousness really raises, and these experiences are becoming more and more frequent as we tune in to those frequencies that are all around us. And so sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Ethereal Podcast. Super excited today as I have a very cool guest. We have former NFL player turned crystal meditation guru and so much more, Devon Caduce. Thank you so much for being here, Devon, and welcome.
Thank you for having me on, Katie. I really appreciate it. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm very good. Thank you. So Devon, I want to first of all go into your backstory because it's fascinating. So obviously you have a background, you're in sports, you're an athlete, and now you're like this wonderful, I want to say you're so many things. You're a healer, you're a personal trainer, you're a crystal teacher, meditation teacher. I mean, there's so many things under one umbrella. But how did you get to that point where you made that switch? Can you tell me a little bit about your story?
Absolutely. One, I just want to thank everyone that's listening right now and just taking this moment to honor Katie, you know, because they're here because of you or they heard you. So I just wanted to, you know, give thanks to you, Katie, and thank you guys for taking this moment and taking this time out of your day to listen and to be. So thank you.
Thank you so much for doing that. I feel really moved that you did that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm from New York, Long Island, New York. I grew up in this little town, Seaford. My parents have been divorced my entire life. I popped out the womb and they're divorced. So Seaford, West Hempstead is what I say. Grew up playing 8 sports. A lot of sports and super hyperactive. And I just really like to look at that as like the ball of energy that was just waiting to share with the world. And I was raised religious. I was raised Roman Catholic, got confirmed, all of this jazzed. I loved God. I went to church on Wednesdays. That was me. Literally, I was like, Ma, can I please go to church? Because I want to talk to the pastor and I want to talk to God and whoever Jesus is, right? But then I felt that I was lied to at 10 years old with National Geographic and science. So I have left God and it was like, you lied to me. Moses didn't part the Red Sea and Noah didn't build the ark. And so I journeyed and went to college. I went to Stanford University, got a degree in life science and biotech. And all I did was hook up human biology with computers. I studied stem cell research for 4 summers, 4 years, and worked on cancer, lung cancer, pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, antibody conditioning, trying to remove chemotherapy and radiation. And so I was really science heavy. Give me the facts. I don't want to hear like, it just is. I thought my mom was crazy for jumping into crystals, Reiki, the woo-woo, all this jazz energy work, because you couldn't define it. And then I had gone into the league. I graduated college and played for the Niners, the Packers, and the Browns. And upon getting to the Packers, I had finished playing with the Niners. I'm struggling. I'm hitting the deepest depression in my life. Now at the Green Bay Packers, I'm in the middle of Wisconsin. It's freezing cold. I've switched positions from a receiver. And that just means the guy who just catches the ball, speedy man, to a tight end. And this is a person who now not only catches the ball, but also blocks. So I had to put on 25 pounds. I had to learn an entirely different language. It's like basically going to any other country and you don't speak their native tongue and you're in the highest level. And if you don't succeed, well, then you don't have a job. And so I became this human punching bag for the first 4 weeks, where I'm going against guys who are 80 pounds heavier than me. My first play, a Hall of Famer, just doing his job, palms me in the chest. And I have a guy who's running the ball hit me in the spine. I black out for a play, and it's like, welcome to the NFL. And I proceeded to get five more stingers, three minor concussions, and I have three herniations in my neck just from one practice. And you have to play on. And so if I talk about depression and, wanting to walk on the edge of that cliff, I've been there. I heavily medicated myself to get through pain, really questioning existence of life. And I was reading the Bible. I got back into Christianity. I was in it for 2 years at this time. I switched from Roman Catholic to like this Presbyterian, but that wasn't doing it for me. I was getting enraged by reading the Bible or listening and thinking that Yeshua would say these things. And again, this is non-judgmental. So if you're religious and you're listening right now, I honor you as well. And I understand it's a perspective. I'm not neglecting or saying it was wrong. It just wasn't for me at the time, and it isn't anymore. But it is a beautiful stepping stone to where I'm reading this Bible, and all of a sudden, through so much pain and suffering, it's in the middle of the night, I hear, put the Bible down.
Wow.
To the point I was like, who's talking? Right? Like, it was loud, it was clear, but it was also very gentle. So I put it down, and I just get to my knees, and I'm kind of surrendering again. We all come to these moments, but I'm really surrendering now, and I'm asking for so much help. And he's like, I need you to do three things for me. And I'm like, one, who are you? And he's like, you know who I am. And when I immediately thought of who it would be, this was my version of Yeshua. This was what I felt was Jesus. This was what I felt was the Christ consciousness. And he's like, I need you to put your Bible down. I need you to read The Energy Bus by John Gordon. And he is religious as well, but it's about positive energy. It's about changing your mindset. 10 simple rules to basically how do you go through the day? You don't have to agree with the religious aspect of it, but they're beautiful principles. And then simultaneously going home for the bye week, he's like, I need you to listen to your mother. And I was like, okay, whatever, here we go.
Listen.
And at this point, I'm like, here we go. I'm down for whatever. You got it. Like, because I felt this overwhelming peace and joy and love in this huge time of just breaking. And so it happened to be the bye week. And my favorite number is three. So the fact that three happened there, I go home for the bye week and my mom's like, how are you? Yada, yada, yada. But then she's asked me, like, will you come to a crystal store with me? I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And remember, I'm very heavy in the science. I'm like, I like religion, I'm already like wrestling with. I'm like, now you're asking me to listen to the woo-woo, like, whatever. But I go to the crystal store anyway. And like, what am I supposed to do here? And she's like, just snoop around, listen to what you feel, like pay attention to your intuition. You're very intuitive, Devin. I'm like, all right, great. So I hover over to these group of crystals and I end up closing my eyes and I'm just sticking my hand out and I'm just aimlessly trying to feel something. And my hand gradually covers over this area and I feel this heat. And this was like an abnormal amount of heat. I was like, well, that's not real. Open my eyes. There's no lamp there. It's just literally a box of rocks. And I'm like, all right, I'm supposed to pick this. And so I generally start snooping in there and I'm grabbing a couple of stones and then I feel this one. I'm like, this is it. And I'm like, Ma, what do I do? And she's like, all right, cover your hand on top of it and just again, like feel with it. And so I cover my hand and then I breathe in the stone. That's what I felt too. Imagine that I'm breathing in the stone through my arm. And as I did that, immediately tingling sensation ran up the entirety of my arm that I threw the rock. And I was like, okay, that's not real, right? Like, this is a fuck, it's a stone. And I was like, wait, but scientific method. If everything in the environment stays the same, the only thing that's different is the control. And here's the control variable, X, stone. So then I pick up the stone again and I hold it and I do the same breathing exercise. And as I breathe in through the arm and exhale out the other arm into the stone, my entire body starts to tingle. And then I'm smiling and I have this overwhelming amount of joy and peace and like feeling centered. And I have the greatest smile on my face, and I'm reliving the moment right now. It happens every time I tell the story. And I'm like, no way. And so I do this stone after stone. But going back to this one stone, my emotions were unstable. My mind was all over the place, and I felt really unbalanced. And the stone that I gravitated towards that called to me, as much as I would love to claim that I called to it, I chose it. It called to me was fluorite. And it's the stone of mental and emotional stability. Out of hundreds of stones in my face, not only hundreds of different stones of the same kind, but hundreds of different stones, I chose the one, the very one, or chose me that I needed. And this is how I was like, okay, like I don't know what this is, but I believe in something larger than myself. All right, Yeshua, like here we go. And I went stone after stone and I grabbed stone and I started getting this crystal high, if you will. And then from there, I go back to Green Bay and I go back with this treasure chest of stones. And I go back with, reading halfway through the Energy Bus, John Gordon. And I'm just so full of this new direction, this new perspective. And how I start to affect my teammates was because I recognize how to change myself and really work on, I'm this quirky, doofy dude. So I'm going to be more of this quirky, doofy dude. But I didn't really open up with crystals and stones because I was still afraid of judgment. But I recognized how truly a team that was tanking, my external world tanked because my internal world was tanking, that I was like, let me change my internal world and watch my external world change. And so I could see how I affected the people around me just by being more of myself, just by changing my thoughts, my emotions, my feelings. And then from Green Bay, I tear my ACL. The short story there is I learned tight end and I go through there 16 weeks in the season. And week 15, I was going to get the opportunity to play. I was on practice squad. They gave me the chance to stay there, but I was going to be on the active roster. And my spirits are extremely high. And they're like, we're going to activate you on Saturday. And I'm like, wonderful. And on Thursday, the last play of practice, my pride got in the way because I remember a dude had cut me off in one-on-ones, the last play of one-on-ones the week before. And I said, no, I'm going to get the last play this time because he tried to do it again. And, I caught the ball, but I tore my ACL in that play. And how the universe works so beautifully is I tore my other ACL on the other side of the field 5 years before. Five is the number of change. One. It was in one-on-ones, left side of the field, wide open, coming back for the ball, boom, tore it. 5 years later, right side of the field, right ACL, wide open, coming back for the ball, tore it. Right. So the mirror effect of this, and now came, will I learn the lesson? And when I tore it, I was like, maybe I didn't. But I still had this amazing positive attitude. And I immediately knew they tore it. It was torn just by the way they pulled it. And Coach McCarthy comes back to me and he's like, Juice, you okay? How you doing? How can we help you? And I'm like, Coach, this is my second conversation with you. My first was when I blacked out in the first play of the season. And now here's my second. Now it's ending. But can I wear a Santa suit tomorrow? Because we have Secret Santa. So that was my question, right? It was December 23rd. And he's like, of course, Juice. Like you like, so I came in with crutches, and that's where my mindset was, right? It was this happened the way that it did. It needed to happen the way it did. And I understand it. And I know that my attitude and my energy is going to help it heal faster and more rapidly. And I still want to be myself and come in a Santa suit on crutches for my teammates, for the tight ends. And so I did. And that's how I closed the chapter at Green Bay and really opened up to energy. And then the following years, I'm still playing the sport. I rehab. I learn from this amazing man, Vince Catarucci and his entire family took me under his wing, really connected me to nature, connected to myself, rebuilt me not once, but twice. And I can dive into that a whole other way. I'll cut it off a little bit shorter, but this man really taught me how to connect energy in a whole other way. And I dove into crystals on such a huge level. And I also had experienced my first healing shortly after tearing my ACL. Andrew Mulcahy and the Mulcahy family, she was my mentor and teacher for about a year and a half. Really learned about meditation, really learned about the field around you and creating planets. We spent a year and a half guided to create planets and other dimensions and other planes, Mayenye, and this whole universe that you truly can go and visit. And she has a book to help you understand how to connect through that consciously to go and understand yourself more. And the fact that it was real and you could take people there and they would experience this exact thing, not giving them any clues. Be like, yeah, I heard this name and it looked like this, and this was the color of this planet. And you're just like, what? You know, so
I need to
you
delve
chose.
into this. This sounds so incredible. So
Yeah, so this is my,
this is like
yeah.
an alternate, would you say an alternate universe or an alternate?
Yeah, alternate dimensions that it's parallel because it exists right here. It's just tuning your awareness to it and practicing and training and being more secure in who you are to go to these spaces. And the more that you create this current path, the more that that path and that pipeline opens, so it becomes more and more clear. It's like engramming, right? In science, when we do a pattern over and over and over again, we engram or we create the groove deeper in the brain. And so when you do this with meditation, when you do this with journeying, when traveling, the vision, the clarity, the sensations become more and more clear. And so, yes, my Enya is this, and I could share that at the end as well if people were interested in that link and really just diving into that. But my teacher, Andrew Mulcahy, my physical brother, spirit, all of this, I can't even go, like his whole family, Vince. That's 3 years. I have thousands of crystals at this point. I'm like about as woo-woo as you could think. I walk around with a staff. I have a like this animal lemur on my back. Like I am so it. I got tattoos with symbols, sacred geometries on me. And then I go into Cleveland, and this is my last football year. And I go on to Hard Knocks. And that's in the NFL TV show where they follow one team for a year, this training camp process. And they try to tell a story.
Was that
And
HBO Hard Knocks?
yeah, Hard Knock HBO. And I remember manifesting this 2 years before in when I was with the Niners. I remember them doing it with another team. And I was like, wow, how cool would it be the undrafted guy? Because I was undrafted. And to be that rookie nobody who makes it, you know, and they create a great story. And all of a sudden, like he really does make it because none of the undrafted guys ever make it out of Hard Knocks. It's like impossible. But that's the point, right? And I was like, it'd be so cool to be on Hard Knocks. And then 2 years later, boom, Hard Knocks chooses Cleveland. And I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
You know, but I didn't know I was really manifesting that. And,
You
you know,
weren't
they just kind
conscious
of.
of manifesting that. You weren't consciously creating it. You were just putting it out there. Again, the
Yeah.
power of the word, because
Yes.
that's something you're passionate about, is the power of the word.
Yeah. And I can't wait. I have a quote sits right here in front of me, be impeccable with your word. And comes from the Four Agreements, but I didn't even know that it came from the Four Agreements. Someone shared this thank you note and said that to me, and I loved it. So it sits here. But yeah,
Love.
so getting onto Hard Knocks, HBO, one of the weeks they were like, hey, can we follow you around? I'm like, sure. Okay. This is weird. I don't know. All right. Whatever. And they're like, we want to follow and see what you do on your day off. And I remember they asked me this question, and I literally said no. And I turn and walk away, and I take about like 30 feet, and this overwhelming feeling says, go back and tell them yes. And so, like, okay. So I literally turned back and I was like, hey, okay. And so we plan it out, and basically, we go through this whole day, and they follow me, and I take them to my room in Cleveland with all my crystals, and I'm talking about them. I show them that I go and meditate at Lake Erie. And it's just very much about peace and charging and relaxing and visualizing. And when Hard Knocks was over, I finally watched it. And the impact that I had on people, they would message me through Instagram and Facebook. And I really wasn't on social media. I'm still not the best at it because I was just so committed to the job. I was so committed to the sport. And I would answer as much as I can, but I made sure that I answered every single message through Instagram. I forgot about Facebook. And the thing that I got most from people was asking the question about energy and crystals. It was not about football. And in this moment, I ended up watching those episodes at the end of the when my, you know, I decided to retire. And the episode that most people came for was that episode where I'm introducing my day off. That's where all the messages came through. And I was like, wait a second. My 15-year journey about football really came down to this one episode, which was really this one moment to help awaken and share this huge ripple for a large amount of people. And there are still many people who will talk to me today or remember me from, you're the Hard Knocks guy about the energy and the crystals, right? Like, it's not you're the football guy.
Right.
It's you're the energy crystal guy, right? And I recognize, wow, what a journey, what a moment so that I could finally release this chapter, because you know what? I never loved the game of football. I loved moments for sure. But I did all of that because I was chasing my father's love and approval. And I wanted to be loved and accepted. But when I decided to leave this game, I was homeless in a crystal store, sleeping on a massage table. And I finally decided it was time to let go of this huge boulder. I was like, I don't even like this. I'm going to just dive into energy. Here I am. I'm going to work with people and show them who they are and remind them of the power they have. Wow. The baggage that was lifted off my shoulder and the joy that I experienced, because I truly was the happiest at this moment. And this was the culmination of like, okay, this is the path that I'm on, that my strength was about learning my will through football, not really the physical strength that I have, my love that I have for watching people become more of who they are with healings. And I love talking to people and communicating and seeing them wake up again within themselves, like for the day, not wake up, oh, I'm woke spiritual, literally feel alive again, and to guide people through life as this just conduit, this mirror. I'm like, this is what it's about. I'm here to help people remember who they are through spiritual, whatever spirituality is, their energy. I'm here to help people remember how can they create what they would love to create. I'm here to help people recognize their emotions, really the energetic emotion, and how to harness their thoughts to be conscious versus reactive and instinctual. And then I'm here to just hold space. I'm here to hold space as we're here to multiply each other. And when I came to this culmination, this is how I went from the boy who was lost from religion, separated parents, society wrapped up in this matrix so much. And like, this is who I'm supposed to be based on the things outside of me. And then went on this inner journey that I'm still discovering, trying to define it by science. And like, give me the facts. I don't want to hear anything else. No excuses. If it's not factual, I can't define it. It's not real. To being wrapped up in the infinite, unconditional love, the boundless, eternal aspect of creation and energy. And using all three components to then help people do the same in their expression, in their beautiful color, because we're all part of the same light of the same rainbow. And this is where I am today.
Wow. So honestly, I just want to hear more. How incredible. What an absolutely amazingly mind-blowing journey. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for asking.
So, here you are on your highest path now, teaching others, you know, sharing your knowledge and your wisdom. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing right now at this point in your time, in your life, because you've just set up your own business, right? Amplify. I want to
yes.
hear a little bit about that.
Yes, Amplify. this was also a gift from, again, I say the higher selves or the higher consciousness that is you. This concept was created a year and a half ago, and I just wrote it down. And again, I'm going to keep going back to words and writing things and the power of words as the simple tool to help create what you'd like to experience. I wrote this concept down because I recognize there are a lot of places in this world that you can go to your yoga studio and get your stretch on, spirituality, flexibility, right? You can go to your meditation studio, really work on the mind, get some sound baths, sound healing, breath work. But then we also have our gym. I'm going to go lift weights. I'm going to get strong, physically fit, maybe go outside, do your training, jogging, cycling, triathletes, swimming, all of this jazz. And then we also have our medical field where you go to your individual doctor. You have a skin doctor, a reproductive system doctor, your regular doctor, body checkup doctor. And then if you get injured, you have your physical therapist, right? And then if you want to go and get surgery, or if you need, not surgery, but like, say you want to go for a cold tub, cryotherapy, maybe a hot tub, infrared sauna, it's somewhere else. All of these individual places for one being, for one person, which is you. Amplify was the thought to create having this all in one, to where you have a gym, yes, but this gym is covered in symbols with crystals. And the process of this facility is it starts with the spirit, because many of us start with the physical. looking at this world, we react and respond to the physical. And we're like, then we let the physical dictate our thoughts. And then we let our thoughts dictate our emotions, or we don't even acknowledge them and we suppress them. And then we totally forget the origin of our spirit. And so Amplify is a place to where you reverse engineer that, to where when you come in or when you start with, say, myself, we ask you, how's your spirit? And you're like, well, what is that? Well, how is the energy flowing through you? How connected do you feel to the things within you and around you? What is that like? And you can define it however you will. And so if not, boom, we'll work on practicing. What is this spiritual? What is the spirit within? Great. Nope. I'm aligned. I feel energy's flowing, moving and grooving. Okay, cool. How is your emotions? You know, I'm feeling really all over the place. I feel like one moment I'm angry, one moment I'm sad, and then I'm laughing. Okay, well, let's go to the meditation room. Let's go understand how can we center these emotions. And there are many different modalities of which I will use, and I don't want to dive and give it all away too much. But really, how do we get into the emotion? What is this embodiment that's trying to express itself? Where do you not feel heard? Awesome. Well, now my emotions are centered and clear, but how are those thoughts? Well, I feel like I'm still kind of scattered all over the place, or, you know, I feel really good in the body. I feel really centered, but I can't get myself to focus. All right, cool. Let's focus the mind. We'll do a couple more modalities here. And now from this centered spirit, emotional and mental body, let's go integrate that with training. Let's go and be extremely physical to go integrate how you are feeling now. And then from here, what would you like to experience? Because a lot of us, again, we go to the gym to go get out the energy. Oh, I'm really rage. Oh, I'm really stressed. Oh, I don't really feel well. I'm not in shape. All of these like up and down emotions. So then when we go to the gym, the physical, we ingrain the thought, oh, I finally got that release of the anger. I feel so much better now. Bam, great. But you then use the gym as a conduit only for rage. You use the gym as a conduit for, oh, I need to be this certain body type this way because of society. External image. And so then it grains into your body. You become programmed. But what about actually using the gym to create what you want to experience? What if you really worked from the inside out, not the outside in, to then amplify who you are? And then it's not only about, again, the body, right? How does the body feel physically? We can get all like injuries and whatnot, but that is the end result of the inside. And we're not taught this. And then when you really start to harness the inside, say the facility, the micro, you have this space where you could really hone your craft about who you are, self-mastery. Well, then let's go and change your external world. Let's get it larger. Let's get to, say, your family. Let's get to your community. Let's get to the city. How do you affect your external world? Because you've mastered this micro. So cool. Let's master the micro, which is your home. Let's master the micro, which is your work. Let's master the micro, which is your community. And every time you make the next micro a little bit larger, your macro gets to expand more. But you never go to the macro without going to the micro. You never go to the outside until you step within. And so Amplify is about having this space to have people be here and be able to feel community where truly people care for you. They don't want anything from you and they don't appreciate you for the things that you are. They just appreciate you because you exist, and how can they multiply you? And so this is what's in the works. And, you know, this is where I ask and of others, you know, I ask for your moment of just your thoughts, your good thoughts to help empower this vision that is in the works continuously. It's flowing a lot. A lot of things are moving really, really well. I'm moving in 2 months to kind of take the next steps here. And I just ask for those that are listening again to just send a little thought, you know, just, I hope it's successful. And I really appreciate this. And I thank you for your thought. I thank you for your time. So
I can see it. Yeah. I can see it when you're talking about it, and it's literally giving me like a goosebump. I really wish that I could be there, because I know is it going to be Santa Barbara or LA? Mm-hmm. Where are you thinking? Santa Barbara, right?
Yeah. Santa Barbara.
Well, I'm in England at the moment, so I might have to like astral travel to join you there. But I would totally be in. Maybe in the future, when you've got like the studio set up, you could do like an online option. I would totally sign up for that. So Obviously, that's the plans are in motion for that. So just
Yeah.
you're going to keep us posted because I would love to let people know when this is up and running. I think that this is exactly what we need, that this is the future of healthcare. You're absolutely right. We've been taught our whole lives we just treat the physical, and really we never get to the root cause of a problem, because as you well know, everything starts in the as a thought. Everything starts in the mental emotional first, and then it works its way down into the dense physical body. So really we're just putting a band-aid over the problem by not getting to the root cause through the mental emotional. So how incredible that you're like totally creating this new program where you treat the spirit first. I think that that is the future, and it's an incredible vision that will come to fruition. I mean, hey, you're a powerful manifester and you didn't even know it when you were like, doing hard knocks. Now
Yeah.
you know you can consciously create. It's already done, right? This is
Yes.
happening.
Yes, it already is. It exists. And oh, yes, we can dive into that a little bit more, as well as like the quantum world, or why I keep emphasizing like words, the power of words. But I just want to make sure I'm staying in line with, in alignment with what you're asking,
Oh, for
with
sure.
your
No, I'm all
questions
about,
about.
I would love to hear more about the quantum field. The power of the word is something that I'm constantly telling, reminding myself, because we all can get a little bit lazy with that, right? We get caught up in the third dimensional, duality and chaos of the world. But yeah, your word, my favorite, which I say to my children all the time, I'm like, your word is your wand. Don't say that. You don't want that to come into your reality. Your word is your wand.
Oh,
So,
interesting.
tell us a little bit about the quantum field and the power of the word.
Sweet. Yeah, I was like, you know what, I want to make sure I'm in alignment with how you're feeling and making sure I'm honoring any questions that you may have too, because I just love conversation and I feel like I can chirp someone's ear off. So, thank
Oh
you.
no, I'm like totally drawn in by everything you're saying. So don't feel like that. We're absolutely in alignment right now. Loving
You.
hearing your story and your whole outlook on life. It's incredible.
Thank you. I appreciate this. And it's still in the works. It's this ever, never ending story and journey, right? I don't have everything figured out, and it's still a work in progress, and I'm still human too, right? So I love to exercise these and explain these, and truly to be from, sleeping on a massage table 2 years ago to now building this facility, or I have this beautiful place that I live in LA, and I'm just really blessed and honored. So those that feel like it's about, oh, I don't have these things, I wasn't born into this family, I don't have the great innovative idea, or I wasn't, whatever it is, I'm trying to express to you as someone that, yes, I wasn't raised in a impoverished place. It was middle class and, New York. And it's a blue collar place, or nitty gritty, like the grind. Forget about it. Who are you talking about right here? I used to talk like this all the time, Italian stallion. And then I did ancestry.com and found out I'm not Italian at all. That was defeating. But really remembering, like, everyone has chosen their story. Everyone has chosen their parents. And they're like, well, what does this mean that I chose them? Well, literally coming down from this infinite energetic experience, if I ask you about the phrase the old soul versus the new soul, how can you say you're an old soul or a new soul if you've only lived once, right? How come it's when you experience each other, you can click with a handful of people and you're like, dang, I feel like we've been friends forever, right? You just know this, you just understand, or you connect to them on such a deep level of recognition, it's on a soul level. But how could we confine the soul to one a time and a space through this one moment and say, this is it? Your existence in life forever and ever comes down to this body with this form, with this thought pattern and this reality. You'd be like, yes, this makes perfect sense, right? Like when I put it this way, doesn't that feel like, yeah, you know what? That does sound a little crazy to think that this is it, right? And it's from this understanding, like, okay, this is the life that I chose to play this reality. And I chose to create this game simulation, whatever word choice you want to use, in order to learn another perspective, another view about myself, about who I am. And with this understanding now, okay, I have these tools. And the tools that I've given myself, man, I decided to play this level, this game with level extra hard. Or some people, it's extra easy, you know? We all choose our level of difficulty. And sometimes we choose it to be really hard and then recognizing, wait, I can control the throttle of the game, midday, mid-moment. I could ask you right now, if you're having a horrible day right now, I can ask you, like, hey, can I ask you to think of the most beautiful, beautiful experience and memory? No matter where you are, if you're sitting in traffic, you're at home frustrated, maybe depressed, or you know what? Maybe you're having a great day. You're just so ecstatic. You know, I just want to can't wait to listen to this podcast. And in this joy, can you think of something even greater? But can you think of this moment and sit in this memory? And I ask you, what was that day like? What was the weather like? Maybe what were the people who you were with, or were you alone? Could you really bring yourself to this moment? And I bet all of you can. And in that quick thought, switch of awareness, you reconnected to yourself, which still exists in this moment. And in this simple thought, it's learning, okay, that was one brick in the direction of joy or happiness that you desire to be in. And just like anything, it's building brick by brick, moment by moment. And you could do this really fast. You could do this really slow. The pace is in your control, but it's recognizing the practice of your thoughts, your emotions, the awareness of this to then build the bricks you want to build, you then to restructure and redirect the life that you truly want to experience. And from here, again, is how you just take moment by moment. This is how you truly then attract the things that you want to experience and attract, because you're not actually focused on what you don't have, the future. And you're not reflecting all the time, oh, I should have did it this way, or my life was so hard because of this experience. These two things we hear all the time don't exist, which is true. And the only way you got from there and get to where you want to be is being right here and now. But again, bringing in the quantum world, it already exists. That past life that you just experienced, it's a concurrent life. It's still existing. There is a timeline where you made the decision to listen to this podcast right now. And in this very moment, you're listening to the words. And maybe some of you are driving, some of you are using your left hand. There's another reality where you're using your right. There's another reality where the shirt you're wearing today is a different color. There's another reality where you're actually just totally wearing like a fluffy, ginormous like coat, and there's a lemur sitting on top of your head, right? There's these infinite timelines that string together these moments, and you get to decide only right now, which is any other moment, what do you want the next one to be, or what do you want this one to be? And when you choose this thought, you then send out that ripple, that wavelength, that vibration, that code out into the universe, and you say, I am this. And you speak presently, because again, there is no time and space for what you're asking for. And when you ask in the present, you become more in alignment, like we were talking about earlier. If you want to expand the current to feel more, see more of these other dimensions, you practice opening up that pipeline. You practice opening up that channel. So the more and more, that's why mantras are so powerful. The more and more you create this present, I am so abundant. Or I am so beautiful. I am so strong. I am so flowy. I can fly. I can levitate. I can instantly apparate things, food. And you say this over and over and over and feel this more and more, because the emotions is the battery to the words. Because we could say a lot of things and we could think a lot of things, and I'm so glad that my thoughts do not become my instant reality, and my words also don't become my instant reality. The battery is the emotion. But be mindful of those words, because more impactful, we are not aware of how powerful we say with our words, we will then start to experience it. And so when I use the words, I want, it's like being ready for the party. I'm ready for the party. I'm all dressed up. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Are you at the party? No, you're ready for it. So I want is I'm ready. I'm trying to do it. Well, are you doing it or you're not?
Yeah.
Right? I wish I had. Great. So the universe just keeps saying, okay, they want to continuously experiencing wishing that they had something. So here I am. I'm wishing that you had it. You're experiencing. I'm wishing that you had it. Oh, you're experiencing. I want, I want, I want. You're not speaking as if I am.
Yeah.
And this is how you pull things quicker with your words and your emotions. And the more that you are in the present, the more that you detach from this future timeline that doesn't exist yet. And if you could feel, what would the person who could levitate version of yourself feel like? And the more that you could feel in this present moment, and the more that you could feel being with the person that you're sharing this moment with, the conversation that you're in, and you can just be with them. You allow the universe to work on the how. You allow the universe to create with its infinite potential how you can experience the thing which you are. It is reorganizing the timeline to which you can meet yourself. And then you have, a lot of people say, have arrived. And this is what's so beautiful, is all you have to do is be more of you. Feel more of who you want to be. I want to feel more of this goofy person. I want to feel more of this like person who can fly. I want to feel more abundant with so much money in my bank account. Great, material, right? I want to feel so much experiencing of joy. I want to experience so much connection with people that anytime that I'm in their presence, oh my God, I'm filled up, and they're filled up with myself. And the more that you are this, the more that you express this now, the more that you magnetize it and pull it towards you, and the more that the universe allows the how to happen.
Absolutely. And I just love everything you're saying. It's just so in alignment with all of the books that I've read in the past on like consciously manifesting, the teachings of Jerry and Esther Hicks. I don't know if you're familiar with that. The law, you know, obviously the law of attraction, and the emotion being the catalyst or the battery, like you said. But isn't it so funny, or not, now that, you know, obviously we're aware of the matrix and that box that we're kind of indoctrinated into since from birth, that we're taught the opposite. We're taught the opposite in school. You don't say I want, because that's, you know, that's selfish or that's greedy. And no, you shouldn't ask for that. You should only ask for things for others. You shouldn't ask for things for yourself, because you're a selfish person if you do that. When it's the opposite. Like you have to fill yourself so that you can support and help fill others, right? You have to ask for the things that you want in order to get what, you know, that's the power is in the word. And never say I need. The vibration of that is lack. I want, you know, it's power. There's power in those words. So we're not taught any of this. We're not taught about vibration. We're not taught about our auras, or, you know, the mental emotional aspect in our education system. And I believe that's deliberate. That's deliberate. It's to disempower so that we stay in a state of fear and thinking that we are completely powerless over our reality, when actually it couldn't be further from the truth.
Correct. And I ask how many people now have heard the same thing that I've just said so many different ways, right? Like, how many more times do you need to hear what I just expressed in a different expression, a different message, a different way, for us to realize, again, it always comes back to you. We take advantage of these simple signs, these simple messages. I know that I'm not saying anything new. I'm just expressing it differently. I'm expressing it in a different color, a different passion, a different vibration. But yet the root of the rainbow is still the prism. It's still the same. It still is that this quantum field always is, always will be, and has been in existence. And it responds to the most subtlest of vibrations and the subtlest of thoughts and these subtleties that stem from your spirit. You've created every single experience, no matter what. Like, Katie created myself and I created Katie. And you listening to this right now, you created this moment to listen. You created the car that you're driving, and you created the job that you're sitting in. You created the degree that you have, the parents that you have. You created everything. And the awareness of this, I know, may seem difficult to wrap your head around, but you created it for you to learn more about you. Because there is no one in the existence of everything that has your view. Not one person, not one being, not one creature, not even the atom that makes you up. It understands through you the oneness, but it isn't fully just you. You are fully you in this collection. And then you can expand to oneness and how you can dissolve the abstract, and then you can become the atom that recognizes it is not an atom, right? And that's the quantum world, right? We identify and attach these things to help us understand duality, which is ourselves, which is the illusion, the mirror. But we forget about what is the space that's holding us together, which is the force, right? The neutrality. So it's one, two, three. That's why two is the greatest illusion, two, three. Right. So this is why I offer, like, we hear these messages all the time. You create every experience. So the more that you want to practice presence, the more you want to practice being mindful of your words, the more you want to practice harnessing consciousness, being present versus the ego reactive. Do you live in the past and the future? I should have did this, but I need to do that. Or are you going to be, I'm here right now? The more that you are present with yourself, the more that you are in control of your reality, the more that you could be in fine tune with what you truly would like to experience. And it doesn't take much. It literally takes your presence, your awareness. But I have so many things I have to do, Devin. I have to go do this. I have to go do that. All these other things, right? Finding ways to put it down on paper, because that's presently what you need to do. Put it down, write it out, talk it out, speak it out, release it, but be right where you are. And do one thing at a time. Stop thinking about the 50 things you have to do, because you can only do one of them anyway. The most multitasking you could do is drink tea and walk, chew gum, have a good time, right? But you're going to end up doing just one thing at a time anyway. So worry about the next step. Worry about the next task. Worry about getting from point A to the next point. And in that quantum world, you're already there. Allow yourself, surrender to yourself how you are, to the next moment of how you are. And this more and more will help you understand that, oh, I created all of this because I am all of this. And the more that you love all that you are, the more that your reality becomes this expression of love, of joy, of bliss. The more that you hate on yourself and are angry with yourself and I don't know what I can do and I don't know and I don't know and I don't know, well, then your experience is, oh, I feel lost. I don't know. I'm disconnected. I'm separated. The quantum world is always here. It's now. It's listening loud and proud, and it's waiting for you to acknowledge yourself.
So, Devin, can you give us a little bit, myself and the listeners, a little bit of advice on not getting caught up in that low vibration chaos of the world that is like playing out right now and has been playing out for the past year, beginning of 2020, when the pandemic hit, because I know a lot of people are really struggling to keep their vibration high in these times. So what advice do you have for us?
Such a loaded, beautiful question. The word I keep hearing is observation. And yeah, observation. So as I was just saying, with one to three is the greatest illusion of one, two, and three. The reason why I say this is because neutrality is the art of observation. There isn't judgment. There is recognition and acceptance, and how you can consciously be aware of the things around you and not judging the universes that you are witnessing allows you to then accept the universe which you are. And when I remember that I am observing, that I am conscious, I am in complete control of my actions, and I honor my actions, and I do this wholeheartedly with love and joy and peace, I then recognize that what I am observing, I too will accept and love them and let them be in their actions with this love and peace. And so what can I do is, what can I be? How can I be to help create the ripple for the collective? And observing, I think, is so important, not judging, because the energy that you send, remember, stems from you. And so if there's aggression that's projected, the aggression is rippling through you. So it's harming you. It's distorting you. The illusion is distorting. And when you project that distortion, you then add and compile to the distortion, the distorted house, the distorted community, the distorted collective. And I know a lot of people think, well, I'm just one person. I just have this one vibration. Well, remember, the more that you are aware of your presence and you practice to expand more of you, who you are, the more you recognize you are all things, and you can grow and truly expand from one little, and I say little as subjective, but one little grain of sand to a mile of this field. And when you interact with this force, everyone that's in your field, you're affecting on that collective scale. And it's peacefully, lovingly empowering them and reminding them of the distortion just by being more of who you are through observation. And then let them choose to feel the illumination, because some people will run. Some people will not like this. Some people will be like, no, it's not a pandemic. No, people will not. This is real aggression, all that stuff, right? Love them for it, because your love for them is what they're missing. They don't need the aggression. They don't need the judgment, because they're judging themselves so much. They need your awareness of love to recognize that they are seeing someone eye to eye, not me to me. Because me's, me goes, ego, me's have meetings. That's what board meetings are about. Well, me and my idea, me, right? We don't need more of this. We need more people to remember that I am that I am. I see you eye to eye. I am you. Oh my God, Katie, you're a beautiful expression of Katie Sloan Devon. Oh, I love this. And it's wow, I'm going to love this version of myself the best way. And you are expressing yourself so beautifully. And like, wow, I love everything about you. I love your voice. I love your tone. I love the way that you dress. I love the house that you live in. I love the accent you have. I love the job that you have. I love how you choose to connect to people, because wow, I'm watching myself do this beautifully. And when you are suffering and you're in pain, okay, I still love you for how this is how you choose to suffer and be in pain. Hey, can I offer this to you? Can I invite you to remember? Which still gives you the choice to choose. Hey, I choose to be in this universe of suffering and pain. You know what? Wow, thank you for reminding I that I don't have to choose this. Cool, sweet. And all I did was be as I am and offer who I am and love the observation of the universe that you are. And you could do that on the micro from person to person and practice more and more and expand that again to your community. And be more and more who you are. And people want to be around you, which means they want to learn to be around themselves. And when they want to be around themselves, then they start to have this ripple and expand to the community. And that is how the wave is built. That is how you again reverse. It's not a tsunami that dies down, it is the simplest drop and ripple in the water that becomes the tsunami, starting from the spirit and again going to the physical. And the more that you are observing and loving yourself and observing and not judging others, truly being in that presence, you'll feel it. You'll feel this energy moving through you. You'll feel your emotions be grounded and rooted. You'll feel your thoughts being more open and receptive and not attached. And then you will remind others too. And this is how you help the collective. But again, it starts with the micro. Start by putting just one thought in its observation and the other thought released of its judgment. And then I feel like you can have this beautiful tsunami effect on not only your beautiful world, your universe, but reminding them of theirs as well.
Yeah, I love that, Devin. And this is what we want right now. We want the tsunami to spread across the globe so that we can just please stop all of this nonsense, because it is nonsense. None of it makes any sense. And, I really appreciate those words, Devin, because at the beginning of all this, I knew there was something desperately wrong. I tuned in, was told there was something, more sinister at play here. So I really went down the rabbit hole that totally
totally lowered my vibration. And I realized that, you know, I had to go through that process. I had to, in order to really awaken to what was truly happening. And as a result, I feel like I accelerated on my spiritual path even, you know, even more. So I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful to be aware and, you know, for want of a better word, awake to what is really going on. But it is a great reminder that when we are in a state of alignment, we are so powerful. We are, you know, it's back to that beautiful saying from Jerry and Esther Hicks, one person who is in alignment is more powerful than millions who are not. So really the best thing that we can do for the world right now is to just go inward and to shine outward. As within, so without, right? But it is difficult, and it's a challenge for me to not get caught up. I like to share information. I like to try and help people to see what's going on. But then at the same time, I realize that my role in this lifetime is perhaps not to do that. It is to bring the higher vibrations and to not get too pulled into that polarity. So thank you for that perspective.
Absolutely. And it's beautiful. It's like, I'm listening to what you're saying, right? Like we got stuck in this matrix, and it's like, you're never stuck. And it's like, but you could see how you were feeling lowered, right? And then you made the awareness and the choice to change, right? No one changed you. It was your understanding of self. And then through this shift, you're like, okay, I want to share because I was stuck here. So now I'm sharing this. And when you share, again, it's, you're just projecting and offering your view. A lot of us think that we use the verbiage, you should do this, you need to do this, you have to do this. But yet really rootfully what we're saying is, hey, this worked for me. How about you? And so then you offer this idea, and then there's no one that can they're going to choose to take it. But most of the time we feel like we have to. And then when you recognize, okay, here's the offer. You know what? I think I'm just here to be this beacon. I can be, right? Reverse beacon. And so the more that you're in this beacon, the more that you feel better about yourself and then how you can then still share. So now not only are you're sharing beautifully by your being, because people want to know, how do I be more of this, right? You're inviting this. You don't have to do anything. And being more self-aware. And I feel like this is coming through for me right now, if I may. So one, I wanted to thank you, Katie, again for sharing. Like, I really got to emphasize, like, a lot of people are like stuck in this, like, oh, pandemic, and they get wrapped up in it. And it's okay. There's nothing wrong with being wrapped up in anything. It's what you're passionate about. This is how you're passionately expressing life. And to have compassion, co-passion is, I honor your passionate way of living and you honor mine. And so your process was your process. And so everywhere you are right now, like, it's okay. Know that it's okay. Remember to observe yourself, because this is what we hear this all the time. Go inward. Well, what does that mean? How do I go inward? What do you mean? I don't even know what you're talking about. Go within, right? And our macro expression of this is, everyone was stuck inside. And Katie and I, we talked about this. This is beautiful, right? Go inward. So physically the macro said go within. So people are stuck inside their homes and they're like, okay, well now I'm like super depressed. I don't know what to do with this. Going inward is observing yourself and how you are feeling. When I feel rage, asking yourself why. Where is this rage? Can you sit in that stillness and go, I feel it in my chest. I feel it in my back. Oh, my shoulder is hurting so much right now. I have all this shoulder pain. I'm tense in the neck. You know why the neck is tense? You feel like you got a crick in your neck because of perspective. Your body is telling you that you are stubborn in this perspective and you refuse to look in other ways. You refuse to see other ways of living, other ways of being, because you believe yours is the only one that exists, right? But yet the other people are offering to you other ways of being yourself. So asking yourself, going within, okay, I'm experiencing this pain in my neck. I'm experiencing this rage. Well, why? Well, I really don't like that the world is, this is the way that it is. Well, why don't you like that? Because it should be this way. Oh, right there, judgment. Well, I want it to be this. If people would just understand and offer that, if they could just did all this stuff, right? So then, okay, you feel that you want to offer this information. How do you offer this? Oh, well, I recognize I'm just yelling at people. I realize I'm not saying anything. A lot of people may be introverted. I'm not saying anything at all. I just want to express. I want to share. Okay, well, how would you like to share? Ah, no one's going to listen to me anyway. Well, why don't you think that anyone will listen? Well, because when I grew up, my parents, boom. You see how I'm just chasing the root, right? Well, no one listened to me anyway when I grew up. Okay, well, why did you feel that no one will listen to you? Because I was picked on, and every time that I said something, I got hit, I got smacked, or I was just ignored. Well, how did being ignored make you feel? I felt helpless. I felt hopeless. I felt unworthy. Well, who dictates that you are unworthy? I do, right? So you see how I went on this journey of asking by going with inward, by just asking the next question. Sometimes it's a why, sometimes it's a who, and sometimes it's a what. And just sitting with yourself, and sometimes we just go, why, like the little kid, because that's who's there, right? Is this little girl, this little boy that just wants to come out and play and is hurt. And he just wants to go, well, why? Well, why? And now we're asking you to do the same thing with yourself. And when you get to that root cause, that's where the healing is. I feel unworthy. Well, wait a second. I'm the one that actually decided if I'm worthy or not, or if I am heard or not, or if I am loved or not. No one else can decide this for me. And practicing this present, giving yourself this time, maybe some of you want to speak it out, write it out, talk it out, record it out. Maybe paint it out, play the music. Man, this song really made me feel. And then pausing in that song and then watching your song evolve as your thoughts evolve and your message evolves within self. That's how you go inward. And it's a rabbit hole. But that healing, that root of that childhood that stemmed back from a trauma or a memory that you didn't even know, all it took was your presence with yourself, your observation of not judging yourself for feeling unworthy. Not judging yourself for feeling shame or guilt. Truly looking at it and like, I just didn't know. I didn't know any better. I didn't know. I love you. I honor you. I thank you. I forgive you. I release you. And when you say that to yourself, that little boy, that little girl, and you're sitting in this moment and finding this root, and that healing unfolds, you remember more of who you are. And then that's how you can be more of who you are. So this is how I have observed going inward. This is how I have processed my little boy that wasn't heard, wasn't loved in the way that I needed love, wasn't appreciated in the way I thought appreciation was needed, and felt like I was denied and not accepted. And then realizing that I was the one who dictated all of those things. And I'm valuable because I say so. And no one else. And I am love because I say so. And how I offer this is the way I choose to. And I know it's full because I am joyful, you know, and sourceful. So I offer this to you all. And you're more than capable, and you don't need anything but yourself to do on this journey. So thank you.
Wow, Devin, I feel like that is the perfect place to like just end this interview, but I want to do so many more because I like want to talk to you about like time travel. I want to talk to you about extraterrestrials. I want to talk to you about things. Can we please do a couple of weeks?
Yeah, we just barely tipped the surface there.
We just like scratched a tiny bit of the surface.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to have these conversations with you. Just wonderful to hear. Just your voice is so calming. I can feel that alignment and that light just radiating out from you, even though we're like thousands of miles apart right now. It's just coming through the screen. And I think that all of our listeners are going to benefit so much from hearing these powerful words. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see what Amplify, you know, how that unfolds for you. It's going to be a beautiful service that you're providing for humanity. And I think that you'll be, you know, so many will be inspired to do this kind of work and to really like go inward. that whole analogy of going inward, I couldn't have, it's just so perfectly put. So thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for taking the time.
thank you all that have listened all the way through. I know that our attention spans are short, and again, we get captured by the world around us. So thank you for coming this far, and thank you for all those loyal people to Katie, because that's a beautiful reflection of you. And remember, we are the mirrors of who you are. So those of you listening, you're like, wow. Remember, you're wowing yourself. I am you. Katie is you. We are the divine feminine expressed beautifully through Katie, the divine masculine beautifully expressed in myself. And this is who you are. And you are more than capable. And all you have to do is just take that first step for you and be.
Devin, this is perfect synchronicity, the divine feminine, the divine masculine. Before we did this podcast, I was literally teaching a lesson about those two beautiful energies.
Oh, perfect. I love it.
I love it. Like, boom, pure light. Perfect. Love that. Perfect. Love it. Thank you so much. So I want to let our listeners know where they can contact you. Because do you do like private sessions, Devin?
Yeah, I actually do these courses. Like I do like 3 month long to 6 month long courses where I teach this, you know, we really break you down, and I'm very one-on-one. I know I do group stuff and I'm developing like this short, like 6 week course, but you know, you're not just like a class, you know, right. You're a lifelong journey. So, you can reach out to me through Instagram, or it's just Devin Kajuice, Devon. And then Kajuice, California. So CA. Just, and the letter E, and it's the number 86. So DevonCajuste 86. And if you want to use an email, yes, I still work with my email at times. It's just my last name, kajuice.devon@gmail.com. And remember that we're connected everywhere. It's I am here. It's not you are there and I am here, as much as we want to believe that. That's separation. And so energy works effortlessly, fluidly, and I'm just more than happy to reconnect with those of you that are ready. And you are here at the party, right. Not ready for the party.
So, field, I'm actually with you in the room and vice versa.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. That's what I love about it. I'm like, you've been sitting right here this whole time. Like, I've been
time with you. That's why we feel the energy.
Yeah. Yes.
Incredible. Wow. Well, thank you so much again, Devin. I cannot wait to do another rerun. It's going to be, we're going to go even deeper next time. Like, I really, timelines, time travel, all of that. Amazing. You're amazing. So grateful for your time. And have a wonderful rest of your day, because your day is just beginning there in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. It's only 11 now. Yeah. So thank you guys. I love you all so much. Truly. I hope you can feel this in my word. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Katie. I love you as well. And thank you for having me.
Thank you, Devin.